Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 2nd of December 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the carrier IQ debate rumbles on. No UK mobile networks say that they use it. But then again, no US networks seem to say that they use it apart from Sprint. And there's 141 million phones out there that use it. They must be all in China, perhaps. But lots and lots of people are saying what it does and doesn't do, including Carrier IQ, despite the fact that this guy, Trevor Eckhart, said that he discovered that it records your keystrokes. Carrier IQ said it doesn't. It doesn't do any of the things that he said that it does. It doesn't do any of the things apart from monitor the quality of the phone conversation and pass information back to the provider that tells them the phone service is good or bad. Yes, there's a big list, if you go to Engadget, of the people that have said that they do and they don't. But the problem is, nearly all of them say that they don't. YouTube has got a complete refresh. Yes, it looks fantastically dandy and new. The logo's the same, the homepage has changed though, and it's got social integration. Ooh, let me guess, Facebook no doubt. Twitter as well is included, and Google Plus very nicely. So I might go and have a play a bit later, see what it's up to. Well, we told you yesterday that Samsung had won over the Galaxy Tab and it was going to be on sale on Friday. Well, we said also that Apple may appeal, and they have appealed. And in appealing to the High Court in Australia, they've actually got a one-week extension to the ban on sales. So what that means is, if you're thinking about going and buying it on Friday, tough. You can't. Windows Phone 7 is trying to win your business by using a web application. If you go to a specific URL, it will put a copy of Windows Phone 7 demo straight on your handset using web apps. The only big problem is the fact that it comes out on a high definition screen on the iPhone 4, but Windows Phone 7 doesn't support high definition screens, and it says it's really smooth and beautiful, which it would be, because it's doing bugger all. This week sees the Tokyo Motor Show, and there's been some fun concepts out there. Toyota's Fun V has a concept car that lets you change the interior and exterior how you want. Basically, it's a projection screen on the side of the vehicle, and you can put up your family pictures and portraits, or pictures of flowers, which is the one that's on the concept, or a fiery red finish, or you can make it look like Starsky and Hutch's car. It's entirely up to you. Daihatsu have also released the Pico. It's a concept commuter electric vehicle that looks like a photo booth. You know, the ones you go in and it takes your picture and then you stand outside and you wait for the four to come out. And the picture of the bloke stood outside makes him look like he's waiting for his photos. It's probably very crap, but it probably gets you to work and back. That's all that matters, eh? And Daihatsu also released a concept EV van. What's rather puzzling about this thing is inside it is a 60-inch television. Yeah. The thing is, the thing's only about 72 inches big itself. It takes up the entire thing. It doesn't look great. I wouldn't buy one. I'd leave it alone if I were you. And of course, there's no price. And what has come out, though, not to do with the Tokyo Motor Show, though, is the eMoto CRF250R motorbike. They've not got a petrol motor in them, though. It's an electric motor, and it's pushed out by a firm called EV Drive. The good thing is, these are electric motorbikes, and they're only $13,000, so very, very affordable, and good technology as well. And as Mayan, finally, I'm going to pick the boarding a moving train while you're travelling. This is a concept that's come out from a firm in London, and basically there's a high-speed train that has another high-speed train that comes out from the terminus and docks to it, and then the two of them, while they're moving along at super high speed, you walk over the platform and go and sit on the big train. I feel a Hollywood movie coming on with this as a method of getting on. It sounds like Speed, doesn't it? Or this is where it all goes horribly wrong and everyone dies because the two are locked together and they can't come apart, and oh, won't it be good, and Denzel Washington can be in it. Yeah. And finally, properly, it's Santa Claus here for his crap for Christmas. Hello, Santa, how you doing?
Yes, fine, thank you very much. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm sorry about the quality of the call yesterday, but things went. I think I might have upset that lady because she hasn't spoken to me since. Never mind. Anyway, my crap for Christmas is the Traxxas X01 remote control car. This is a remote control car that does something rather special. It goes up to 60 miles per hour. Now, we're not talking scale speeds here. We're talking actual speeds. It will do 60 miles per hour, 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. Oh. And it'll do 0 to 100 miles per hour, that's really 100 miles per hour, in 4.92 seconds. How you're going to keep up with it, I don't know. And what the range on the thing is, I've got no idea. But why would you buy it? Anyway, it's going to go on sale on the 30th of December, so it's absolutely no bloody use for Christmas. It's crap for New Year today, and it's going to cost you $1,100. Yes, I don't know why you'd buy it, but never mind, eh? That's the Traxxas XO-1 remote control car. Now listen, Ewan.
Yep, hello, Santa.
Yeah, you said you wanted me to come to your rugby club for your children's Christmas party.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I can do that. No problem. The date's all right. But do they serve beer? And will be allowed to drink any in front of the children?
I don't know about that.
No. Am I allowed to smoke inside or not?
No. You can't smoke inside.
Bloody EU rules. No use at all. And the last thing I want to know is there any hot moms?
Yes, there's plenty of hot mothers.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, jolly good. Well, I'll see you there.
Okay.
Then. Thank you. Ho, everybody.
See you
Merry
there, mate.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Bye. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We're going to be back this afternoon at 2 o'clock with the photo show, and then we'll be back at 3 o'clock with the Mac show, and Andy Anatko's written to me and he's definitely coming. Oh, won't that be fun? Here's wishing you a great weekend, because ours starts here after the shows. We'll enjoy it no end. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.